In text 38, mayetad uktam ko vo vipra guhyam yat sankhya yogayo janitamagatam yagyam युष्मद् धर्म विवक्षया मयेतदुक्तं वो विप्राय गुह्यं यत् सांख्य योगयो जानीतमागतं यज्ञं युष्मद् धर्म विवक्षया मयेतदुक्तं वो विप्राय गुह्यं यत् सांख्य योगयो जानीतमागतं यज्ञं युष्मद्धर्म विवक्षया मयेतदुक्तं वो विप्राय युष्मद्धर्म विवक्षया मयेतदुक्तं वो विप्रा गुह्यं यत् सांख्य योगयो जानीतमागतं यज्ञं युष्मद्धर्म विवक्षया माताजी मयेतदुक्तं वो विप्रा गुह्यं यत् सांख्य योगयो जानीतमागतं यज्ञं युष्मद्धर्म विवक्षया मया बाय मी एतत् दिस नॉलेज उक्तम has been spoken vah unto you viprah o brahmanas guhyam confidential yat which sankhya of the philosophical method of distinguishing matter from spirit yogayo and the ashtanga yoga system जानीत प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड मा मी आगतम हु हैज अराइव्ड यज्ञम एज विष्णु द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस युष्मत योर धर्म रिलीजियस ड्यूटीज विवक्षया विद द डिजायर टू एक्सप्लेन Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Brahmanas, I have now explained to you the confidential knowledge of Sankhya, by which one philosophically distinguishes matter from spirit, and of Ashtanga Yoga, by which one links up with the Supreme. Please understand that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, and that I have appeared before you desiring to explain your actual religious duties. Purport. To increase the faith of Lord Brahma's sons and establish the prestige of his teachings, Lord Krishna now formally identifies himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. As stated in Vedic literature, Yagyo Vai Vishnu, After explaining the Sankhya and Ashtanga Yoga systems, the Lord clearly answers the original question of the sages, "Who are you, sir?" Thus, Lord Brahma and his sons were enlightened by Lord Hamsa. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees to speak something on this beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the 11th canto, 13th chapter, discussions between Lord Hamsa and the sons of Lord Brahma, the four Kumaras. I was just reflecting that how when we go for a Rath Yatra, so before the Rath Yatra begins, there is this huge big rangoli that they make, beautiful rangoli, with all different colors, different patterns and everything. And naturally when a new person sees such a beautiful decoration, he asks, who has drawn it? Who has made it? So naturally there is that inquisitiveness, there is this curiosity about the creator who has made this. Or maybe when we see a jhulan decoration during the jhulan yatra, different themes that are made, and some particular decoration really captivates us. So naturally we think, who has made this all jhulan decorations with all these different decorations like that. Or what to talk of the jhulan yatra, even daily darshans that we take. Someone is attracted by a beautiful dressing of the deities. So naturally someone asks, who has dressed Sri Gopinath ji? Who has dressed Sri Gopal ji? So yes, whenever we see something beautiful, whenever we see something wonderful, there is this natural curiosity to know about the creator. And all of us have wondered in our childhood, looking at the stars, looking at the beautiful constellations, ye sab kisne banaye, chand tare kahan se aaye, like that. So yes, talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is this wonder in his creation in terms of his physical creation of this world and its operational perfection. And Krishna mentions in the Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, mattah sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhav samanvitah. That understand that everything is emanating from me. And I am the source of everything that exists. And not just the physical creation and its operations, but also in terms of knowledge that Krishna is imparting. We see in this section the beautiful explanation by the Hamsa avatar. And it is very astonishing that how Krishna, how the Hamsa avatar, he first explains the philosophy. He explains the Sankhya Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. And then finally in the culmination in this particular verse, he is explaining, yes, this is me. You know, I understand me to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So first he is presenting the effect, look at the knowledge. Then he is presenting the source of that knowledge. That this is what has, you know, come about from me. And we see this typical pattern where the effect is presented before the cause. In many of the advertisements you will find this pattern happening. You see the start of an advertisement. There is a vehicle, a four-wheeler that goes upon the road on a hilly terrain and, you know, blowing all sort of big huge amount of dust, and it runs very fast, and then all of a sudden it draws a huge curve and comes to a screeching halt. And by that time everyone is, you know, captivated. Ye kaun si gaadi hai? Which is this vehicle? And then there is the tagline, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. You know, something of this sort. So this is the model. So the effect is presented beforehand, and then the source is presented. That this is the company that has manufactured this particular vehicle. Or maybe you see festival occasion, some festival is happening within a house, some celebration is happening, a lot of music and people running hither and thither, and then there is this tagline that adding colors to your life, Raymond Textiles, like that, sort of. So yes, so if you take hold of, you know, if you purchase this particular product, this will add colors to your life. So yes, similarly, portraying the effect before the cause is very powerful. And similarly here, transcendental knowledge by Hamsa avatar precedes the knowledge about the creator. This transcendental knowledge is followed by the source of that knowledge. Elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fifth canto, there is a beautiful pastime between Maharaj Rahuguna and Jalabharat. Very similar kind of thing happens. Maharaj Rahuguna, he is traveling somewhere on his palanquin, and one of his palanquin bearers is missing. So the remaining three palanquin bearers, they are looking out for someone, you know, strong and stout. And sure enough, they find Jadbharat there. And they catch hold of Jadbharat and they ask him to carry one of the you know, sections of the palanquin. But then, as Jadbharat is very compassionate towards the ants, and whenever he sees an ant, he allows them to pass, and then, you know, he ensures that he's going to step over the ant. Appears familiar, right? So that is how, you know, when the, you know, by this erratic movement of Jadbharat, Maharaj Rahuguna is very much disturbed, and he looks out of his palanquin, and he inquires, "Who is this? Who is the cause of all this turbulence?" And he chastises Jadbharat left, right and center. You know, what do you understand of yourself? You consider yourself to be very great, so on and so forth. In very unpalatable language, it is mentioned, Bhagavatam mentions that it's not a beautiful language in which Maharaj Rahuguna, he chastises Jadbharat. And then Jadbharat, he explains the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. He explains, yes, you are blaming me that I am not, you know, traveling properly. Yes, I am not this body. Because what is not traveling properly, what is not walking properly is the body. And I am the spirit soul. And therefore, you are very true when you say that I am not walking properly. You are blaming me that I am not, you know, moving very smoothly towards my goal. Yes, the goal of the body is different and the goal of me, the spirit soul, is very much different. And he goes on to explain this beautiful transcendental knowledge to Maharaj Rahuguna. And Maharaj Rahuguna is awestruck. And he then asks this question, the same question he asks to Jada Bharat. You are speaking such a beautiful philosophy. Whatever you are speaking is perfectly true. Please tell me who you are. So yes, he also received the effect of that knowledge, and then he inquired about the source of that knowledge. And similarly, here we see that the Lord is himself formally identifying himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the purport mentions that to increase the faith of Lord Brahma's sons and establish the prestige of his teachings, Lord Krishna identifies himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So yes, we see in this world that how the knowledge of the source naturally strengthens the faith of the recipient. Like we see many a times, and that is for the very reason that people vouch for branded products in this world. Branded products means, it is coming from this particular source, therefore the quality is guaranteed. In fact, many a times the brand and the product appears synonymous. Like they give the example of Xerox. Thoda ye Xerox karke la. Now Xerox is a company and the product is getting it photocopied. But then when we talk about Xerox, it is understood, yes, Xerox is the company, is the brand which will guarantee a good experience. Similarly, another example is Dettol. Dettol is an antiseptic liquid. But then we just ask that, let me get hold on some Dettol. Hardly do we know any substitute or anything else which functions the same way as Dettol. But when we talk about Dettol, Dettol is a product that guarantees a proper experience. So similarly, now this particular concept technically is what is known as cognitive dissonance. What is cognitive dissonance? When we make a particular choice, maybe in our purchase, maybe in our life, post making that choice, there is a kind of a dilemma. Did I make the right choice? This is what is known as cognitive dissonance. There were quite different options present before me and I was supposed to choose a particular thing. Between A, B and C, I suppose chose B. Now post making that choice, I start to wonder whether A was better, whether C was better. Did I make the right choice picking up B? And therefore we find that many a times in that manual that is accompanied by any product, there is this very first line. Now you are the proud owner of, Sonia Bravia television. Now you are the proud owner. That is to remove that cognitive dissonance. The choice that you have made is perfect. Don't worry. This product is really going to satisfy all your expectations. It gives confidence in our decisions. So similarly, understanding the source of transcendental knowledge, understanding Krishna, understanding the source of this knowledge and receiving it in parampara guarantees a proper result, guarantees a proper experience. In the Gita 15 chapter, Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Understand that this highest of all knowledge is emanating from me. And we are supposed to receive this knowledge in parampara, evam parampara praptam. Receive this knowledge in parampara just as the previous great men in the past, the previous kings have done. Like that. And similarly, even the same situation applies even now, that how the application of the correct understanding of Krishna consciousness from the correct source will give us a proper result. And here the effect that is being described, there are two effects that are being described. That the faith of the Kumaras is getting enhanced and the prestige of the Lord's teachings is getting properly established. Now today I would like to just focus upon that how Srimad Bhagavatam very wonderfully brings about this effect at different levels in one go. There is the enhancement of faith and establishment of the Lord's teachings before the four Kumaras by the Hamsa Avatar. There is the enhancement of faith and establishment of the prestige of the Lord's teachings before Uddhava, because it is Uddhava who is being instructed by Krishna, and Krishna is instructing the past discussion between Hamsavatar and the four Kumaras. A level before, there is this discussion happening between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami, and how by listening to this episode, even the faith of Parikshit Maharaj is getting bolstered, that is getting strengthened, and the teachings of Sukadev Goswami, the prestige of the teachings of the Lord is getting established. And finally, talking about us, the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam, who are hearing all these beautiful pastimes, how our faith also gets enhanced and the prestige of the Lord's teaching is getting enhanced. So we'll look at all these four levels one by one. So yes, this particular verse is the conclusion of the discussion that is happening between Hamsavatar and the four Kumaras. The four Kumaras, they approach their father Lord Brahma, asking about that how could the mind be saved from the attachment to sense objects, and how could we be focused upon the goal. And the previous verses of this chapter explain that Lord Brahma, because he is very much affected by the responsibilities of creation that he has done in this world, that he is unable to focus properly on what to answer to the Kumaras, and therefore he meditates upon the Lord, and the Lord appears as the Hamsa incarnation, and he explains the different he gives these instructions about the categorical identity of the self, the different states of consciousness, wakeful awareness, sleep and deep sleep, and the means for conquering over material existence. In a sense, he describes this Sankhya and Ashtanga Yoga, and finally he formally identifies himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by doing so, at the end, it is mentioned that the faith of the Kumaras is enhanced, is improved, and that is what is inspiring them to take his teachings very seriously. Now, having that faith enhanced and having taken those teachings seriously, what is the response of the Kumaras? That is also mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So it is mentioned that three things happen when the four Kumaras, they hear from Hamsa Avatar. The first thing that they mention is their doubts are dispelled. Whatever doubts they had is dispelled. Similar situation is with Arjuna, when Arjuna was also in a very confused state of mind. But post hearing the Gita from Krishna, he also admits, Nasht moho smritir labdhva tat prasadat mayachyuta. That now that I have heard from you, all my doubts are dispelled. So that is the first effect that the Kumaras are admitting that has happened. And then they start worshipping him with transcendental love and devotion, and chanting his glories with excellent hymns. So yes, first the doubts are dispelled. They start engaging in loving devotional service to the Lord, and they start chanting his glories with excellent hymns. So this is the effect that has happened on the four Kumaras. Now talking about Uddhava. Uddhava is hearing this narration from Lord Krishna himself. Lord Krishna is explaining that how one time I appeared as Hamsa Avatar, and I spoke this knowledge to the sons of Brahma, and I spoke the Sankhya Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga, and this particular chapter describes that discussion. But as if it was not sufficient for Uddhava to know this, Krishna goes on, and in the next couple of chapters, Krishna explains this system of Sankhya Yoga in more detail. This yoga system, the next chapter is yoga system explained by Krishna. Krishna explains the entire yoga system in more detail, and in the next chapter, he discusses about the perfection of yoga, the science of how to connect with him, and what is the culmination of that science. But at the end of the 15th chapter, this is the 13th chapter we are going through, the end of the 15th chapter, Krishna finally identifies himself. But after hearing all this, understand me to be the Sammam Bonam. Understand me, he mentions that, My dear Uddhava, I am the cause, the protector and the lord of all mystic perfections, of the yoga system, of analytic knowledge, of pure activity and of community of learned Vedic teachers. Whatever mystic perfections can be achieved by good birth, herbs, austerities and mantras can all be achieved by devotional service to me. Indeed, one cannot achieve the actual perfection of yoga by any other means. And throughout this entire Uddhava Gita, Krishna is trying to build up the faith of Uddhava. Krishna is trying to impress upon Uddhava that how these teachings that I am mentioning to you is nothing ordinary. It is very, very special. And indirectly, Krishna is hinting to Uddhava that very soon I'll be, you know, out of vision, out of sight of this material world. I'll be out of this material world, and what will be left is my teachings and my service. And therefore, be, you know, have faith in my teachings and be attached in rendering service to me. And we see the example that how this also has a very profound effect of Uddhava, because in the third canto, when Uddhava meets Vidura, he's not very much anxious to have that discussion between, you know, Vidura. In fact, he tells Vidura that I am so much perturbed by the separation from the Lord that I just want to execute his order. I just want to be engaged in his service. So there is this, Prabhupada puts down this beautiful purport in 3rd canto, 4th chapter, 21st verse. And Prabhupada is mentioning, the pure devotee is not for a moment unengaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. Execution of the Lord's service is the main occupation of the pure devotee. Uddhava's separation from the Lord was unbearable, and therefore he started to Badrikashram in obedience to the Lord's order, because the order of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. As long as one is engaged in the execution of the order of the Lord, there is no factual separation from him. So this is the effect we see happening on Uddhava. Uddhava has also taken the teachings of the Lord sincerely to his heart, and he is also engaged in the service of the Lord with all his mind and strength. Now, zooming out a bit more to the discussion between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami is explaining this Uddhava Gita, the discussion between Krishna and Uddhava, where Krishna is explaining about the discussion between Amsavatar and the four Kumaras. And Sukhdev Goswami, he's describing this, that how Krishna is imparting the Sambandha and Abhideya Gyan, the science of the yoga system, to Uddhava. And not just this Uddhava Gita, Sukhdev Goswami also describes how different other incarnations of the Supreme Lord, they also explain to the respective devotees, like in the 11th canto, there is the example of Dattatreya, the Avadhuta Brahmana, who gives transcendental knowledge to Prahlad Maharaj. And the 3rd canto, Lord Kapila, he gives the knowledge of the Sankhya Yoga to Devahuti. So yes, this knowledge is again being emphasized by other different incarnations, by Dattatreya, by Lord Kapila. And that is how the position of Krishna, the teachings of Krishna is being established by these different incarnations. And not just the teachings of Krishna, even the position of Krishna in Bhagavatam is repeatedly emphasized by the prayers of many, many devotees. There are the prayers of different prayers of Dhruva Maharaj, prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, Queen Kunti, the personified Vedas, prayers of the demigods to the womb of Devaki. And all these elaborate prayers that are there, these prayers establish the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that one knows the knowledge as well as the source of all knowledge. And by knowing this knowledge of the Supreme and about the Supreme, even the faith of Parikshit Maharaj gets very much strengthened. And the response we see towards the end of the life of Parikshit Maharaj, when Takshak is about to come, how Parikshit Maharaj, he is also able to fully focus on the personality of Godhead, getting completely detached from the bodily conception of life, and that is how he leaves this material world. So that is the effect that happens on Parikshit Maharaj. Now talking about us, the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam, who are witnessing this beautiful episode of Bhagavatam, the different episodes in Bhagavatam, and the episode of Uddhava Gita, the different episodes inside Uddhava Gita, and the episode of discussion between Hamsa Avatar and the four Kumaras. So yes, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, the content of Srimad Bhagavatam gives us these two things, the position of Krishna and the teachings of Krishna. And what is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam? Like this purport mentions, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is to strengthen our faith. Strengthen our faith and establish the prestige of the teachings of the Lord. That these teachings of the Lord are nothing ordinary. And it is said that the content serves the purpose only if our response is in line with all these great devotees. The way the four Kumaras, they responded. The way Uddhava responded. The way Parikshit Maharaj responded. The content of Bhagavatam, the teachings of the Lord and the position of the Lord. The effect that is expected is enhancement of faith and taking these teachings seriously. But the response is what will determine that how have we actually taken this purpose to heart. So yes, we may not be on the platform of the consciousness of these devotees. The four Kumaras, they are very highly elevated. Uddhava, he is another great devotee of the Lord. And even Parikshit Maharaj, he is also a great devotee. So we may not be at the platform of the consciousness of these devotees, but still we have a choice as to how we respond when we get these teachings. So like the four Kumaras, are we also worshipping the Supreme Lord with love, with unalloyed love and devotion? Like Uddhava, are we also carrying out the will of the Lord that the Lord wants, that the Lord describes in the Gita? This is what I expect of you. Man mana bhav mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. Krishna explains his will in the Gita. So like Uddhava, are we also, you know, carrying out that will of the Lord? And like Parikshit Maharaj, is our mind also fully focused on the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Or are we still listening to our minds? The nature of the mind, we have heard many a times, is to make ordinary things appear very special and special things appear very ordinary. So yes, you know, is our mind also just hankering for newer and newer things? Maybe even when we hear about the position of the Lord and all these teachings of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam, but typically, at least, I mean, that is the case with me. Instead of focusing on the teachings of the Lord, the mind is always looking for something new. You know, some new story, maybe some new jokes, maybe some new experience, but not focusing on the exact teaching as such. And therefore, there is a need for us to convince our mind, to give us that conviction that ultimately it is these descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is these explanations that we need to focus our mind on. Now, focus the mind on the name, the form, the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In a sense, it is mentioned, verses like this is a direct message of Krishna to each of us also. This message that we are hearing of Lord Hamsa for the Kumaras, the message Krishna is giving to Uddhava, the message Sukadev Goswami is giving to Parikshit Maharaj, indirectly Krishna is giving the same message to each and every one of us. And he is trying to emphasize on us that understand that I am the supreme absolute truth. Mattah parataram na anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. There is no truth superior to me. And he mentions that please take my teachings very seriously because they are very prestigious. He mentions Raj Vidya. This is the king of all knowledge that we have access to. Raj Vidya, Raj Guhyam, the most confidential of all knowledge. Pavitram, it is the most purest. Idam Uttamam, this is what will help us transcend the modes of passion and ignorance. Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam, we can perceive it with our practice. susukham, very easily performed, and avyayam, that any endeavor done on this path is not going to go in vain. And therefore, you know, as the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can also take this direct message of Krishna very seriously, understanding the position of Krishna seriously and taking his teachings very seriously. And this is what, in a sense, Sukadeva Goswami is putting forth to the sages of Naimisharanya, that after hearing this all, understand what is your duty. Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yatmasu prasidati. That the highest of all duties is to engage in the loving devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is what will bring happiness to everyone. And when we do so, that is how our response will improve in this world. Our response in the sense how we live in this world, how we respond to the situations and people of this world, and at the same time, how we leave this world, just like Parikshit Maharaj we saw. So that is going to be our response to this world, when we take the teachings of the Lord seriously and the position of the Lord very, very seriously. So just to summarize all that we discussed today, that yes, seeing anything wonderful and beautiful naturally creates that curiosity to know about the Creator. And we see how Krishna first speaks the philosophy and then identifies himself as the Supreme. And we discuss the similar instance between Maharaj Rahuguna and Jadbharat. And how the knowledge of source strengthens the faith. Brand being synonymous with the product. We discuss the concept of cognitive dissonance. That how making a choice, there is a confusion. And therefore, when we receive the knowledge from the Supreme Lord in Parampara, that guarantees the effect, that guarantees the result. And finally, we saw that how this enhancement of faith and establishment of the teachings of the Supreme Lord is happening simultaneously at these four different levels. We saw the level of the four Kumaras, how the four Kumaras, their doubts are dispelled and they are engaged in the worship of the Supreme Lord. At the level of Uddhava, how Uddhava is focused on executing the order of the Lord, going to Badrikashram. On the level of Parikshit Maharaj, how he is able to focus his mind fully on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being detached from bodily conception. And finally, on the level of the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam, the content and purpose, we discussed that how the content and purpose of Bhagavatam is meant to elicit a particular response from the followers, from the readers. And therefore, our response is to keep the mind absorbed in Krishna's name and service. And this is the practice, being absorbed in Krishna's name and Krishna's service. This practice will ultimately lead to perfection. I'll end up with a small short pastime from the life of Sripad Ramanujacharya. That how Sripad Ramanujacharya at the end of his life, when he was about to depart from this world, he called all of his disciples. And he gave all of them his last instructions. And this is very, you know, very, very instructional. When I heard first time this particular thing, it really struck me like anything. Sripad Ramanujacharya, he calls all of his disciples and he instructs them. And he mentions, do not be concerned with the phenomena of the material world that is going on around you. And do not be bothered about going to the spiritual world either. He tells them two things. Not to be concerned about the phenomena of the material world that is happening on around you. And not to be concerned too much about going to the spiritual world either. Just be concerned about rendering your service for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we see this particular, you know, instruction of Sripad Ramanujacharya is what gets reflected in this particular verse also. So if we can just meditate that how Srimad Bhagavatam is actually aimed at every verse of the Bhagavatam, every chapter, every canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually meant to enhance our faith in the teachings and the position of the Supreme Lord and make us properly situated in His loving devotional service. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. His divine grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.